Hey, hey, thanks for joining me on the Meg Ellison Show. I appreciate you tuning in. It's a beauty, eh? I remember that. Wasn't that the McKenzie Brothers? Beauty, eh? Okay, I just wanted to get to the hook there. Hey, thanks for joining me on the Meg Ellison Show, 715-845-2155. Well. Thanks to one of our very conscientious listeners over the weekend, you know, I say I like to unplug. Well, generally I do, but I get uplifting text messages, and then I get the other types of text messages. And if you have my number and I get too many, or perhaps just one text message that isn't pleasant, well, guess what happens to you? You just go in the old blocked heap, and that's really easy for me to do, and I have no problem with that. 715-845-2155. However, I would say this great text message that I received over the weekend was with little fanfare, which is, I think, just very characteristic of our very new, wonderful mayor, Doug Dinney. The, guess what? The absentee ballot drop box that was outside of Wausau City Hall, it's gone. It just, I don't know if it just vaporized or it disappeared, but it's no longer there. So good news to report. And thank you, Mayor Doug Dinney. He did not have any kind of ceremony in which he showed off his dance moves. I'm not sure what his particular preferred genre of music is, but there was no dropping it down low. There was no, twerking that went on. It was just with very little fanfare. And that I respect Mayor Doug Dinney for removing or having the illegal absentee ballot drop box removed from outside of Wausau City Hall. So congratulations. He's already fulfilled one of his campaign promises in having that removed. If you'd like to join the conversation, here's your chance, 715-845-2155. Now, let's contrast the very dignified, gracious, and, you know, I guess I would say understated countenance of Mayor Doug Dinney to, oh, let's just say some of the staffers of Governor Vito. And I saw this over the weekend. This from, of all people, you know, you'd think. And, you know, and I guess I'll just take a second to talk about, I don't know, I just use the word countenance, or how you represent someone, or how you represent yourself. And perhaps it's been ingrained in me since I was in high school. I went to a private high school in the Twin Cities, and we were told with, often, I should say, with great certainty, our behavior reflected on our school. And when we were in a public place wearing our school colors, and specifically it was often had to do with, we had a really good hockey team at my high school. So we went to the Minnesota State High School Hockey Tournament every year when I was in high school. And I just have to say that we were told, and it was, And you know, I guess it's unfortunate that it has to come to this, because you'd think that it wouldn't have to be a reminder, at least to adults, to remember that they are representing an organization, or they're representing someone bigger than themselves when they are in public, or, you know, when they just portray themselves in public. But anyway, we often, in addition to winning the high school hockey number one championship, we also were awarded the sportsmanship trophy. Our school was, because of our good behavior when we were at hockey games. And, you know, I guess I would never expect someone who is in a taxpayer-funded position to behave in this manner. And I'm talking about, her name is Britt Kutaback, and she is the of all things, the communications director for Governor Vito. And over the weekend, she tweeted or posted on X, well, I'll just say profanity, which I can't repeat on this show, but I'll, you know, you'll get the gist of it. So she says, and she's going after the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, our just most recent guests here on the Meg Ellison Show. And they have sent a letter to the Keele Area School District asking them to end a Title IX harassment investigation into three eighth grade boys for misgendering a classmate. And Will has, and they have a media campaign to draw attention to the Keele Area School District. Well, evidently, the Evers administration, because we know that Tony Evers is just as much a puppet as Joe Biden is a puppet. I mean, we could argue that his chief of staff is actually, God forbid, running this state. But his communications manager was upset about Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty's letter to Keele School District. And this is what she posts. This is her. This is a taxpayer-funded position. Just let me remind you, too, Britt Kutubek, she's also she's in a romantic relationship, shall we say, with Tony Evers' chief of staff, meaning that her direct report, she's in a relationship with. We've talked about this before on this show. But anyway, this is what Britt writes, and she's directing this at Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Your, and I can't repeat the word, but we'll just say a-hole games win a-hole prizes like six bomb threats made against the district, Keele City Hall, the Keele Public Library, the homes of district employees, roads, and utility companies in the city. Tag us when you find humanity. And yes, and then, of course, with a small g, because this is how the left operates. They view the government as their big G. That's whom they worship, as opposed to the God of the universe. And she puts in a small letter, God help us until you do. So Rick Essenberg, the president of Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, responds and says, first, there was a time when a public employee would be embarrassed to use this type of language. Second, it's news that the governor's office apparently believes it's, and, you know, of course, she doesn't, it should be considered inhumane, but they, I don't know, they maybe don't know how to spell inhumane, but he put in quotes, inhuman, to suggest that a kid shouldn't be accused of a federal civil rights violation for using an unapproved, but accurate pronoun. Does Evers agree? Third, we spoke without profanity and accurately. Not everyone does. Britt's boss, which one? I mean, because let's face it, Tony Evers, the puppet, or is Rick Essenberg referring to the shadow governor, Maggie Gao? Britt's boss spoke on an issue irresponsibly, and Kenosha went up in flames. I don't think he can be blamed for the violence, even if he did behave badly. But then again, I believe in free speech. So yeah, God, with a capital G, help us. So let's talk about that. You know, it's very convenient, isn't it, when Governor Evers spoke out prematurely about Kenosha and, you know, look what violence ensued. We believe on the right in personal responsibility. We believe in individual accountability. So rather than indicting an organization that is calling attention to the fact that a kid shouldn't be accused of a federal civil rights violation that could potentially harm would potentially follow him the rest of his life, evidently. When you juxtapose that to what Evers did or didn't do with regard to Kenosha, it's a completely different set of rules. And that's how the Democrats roll. It's a double standard that we've grown accustomed to, although I won't defend it, and I certainly won't stop criticizing it. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation this morning. Good morning, you're on with Meg.
Hey, good morning, Meg. Jeff from Merrill.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm pretty good this morning. Like you, I don't. We on Sunday we usually kind of unplug from news. One, the only news show that I watch is the Fox Morning News. But I don't know if anybody else saw what happened on the Fox Morning News yesterday. But Shannon Bream, the host, had Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat, and Lindsey Graham, a Republican, on there. And those two guys were darn near rubbing their hands together. They were giddy with delight that funding for Ukraine and Israel had passed. It was just unbelievable. These guys can't wait to get another shooting war going. And when Shannon Bream questioned some of their thoughts like that, Lindsey Graham looked at her angrily and said, "You need to be quiet and stop talking about things that you don't know anything about."
Honestly?
That's exactly what he said.
Wow.
If I'd have been her, I'd have turned around and bared my backside and say, "Here, kiss this entire thing right here."
That's national TV. You might want to.
But she can't do something like that. But she was so taken back, she kind of almost didn't know what to say. But I'll tell you one thing: if Lindsey Graham was a baseball player, Black Sabbath's "War Pigs" would have to be his walk-up music. These people, they just can't wait to get us into another war. And both of them are talking about how if we don't do this, Vladimir Putin's literally, he's got the tanks idling on the border. He's ready to overrun Europe, you know. I don't think it's anything like that. Whatever happened to this country when we had a guy here that just 4 years ago went over, you know, there was a guy popping missiles off in the Sea of Japan. Nobody wanted to talk to him. Trump says, "Well, he may be a nut, but I'll go talk to him." And he went over there and talked to Kim Jong-un, and lo and behold, he stopped shooting missiles. Him and his team came up with the Abraham Accords, which would have given us, had the Biden administration followed through, would have given us the closest thing we've ever seen in decades to a lasting peace in the Middle East. And I believe in my heart of hearts that he would have been able to use a word that is just foreign to everybody now, diplomacy, to stop Vladimir Putin from attacking Ukraine.
Diplomacy is a great start, but has Biden made any attempt to, obviously we know it's not Biden, Biden's people, have they made any attempt to have any kind of conversations with Vladimir Putin? I mean, the only person that I'm aware of in the United States that's talked with him is Tucker Carlson.
Yeah. I mean, and as far as they're concerned, Donald Trump is Vladimir Putin's best buddy, you know, and stuff, you know. Hey, you may not like the guy that's running that country, but he's the head nut in charge over there, you know, so you're going to have to talk to him. And I honestly believe that if we had someone who had two brain cells to rub together in the office of president, we wouldn't have all these problems that we're having right now in this world. I mean, there's just way too much to talk about, and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would concur. I don't think any of this, we wouldn't be facing any of the crises, or however you say that, more than one crisis,
yeah.
That we are at our own border and at the borders of countries around the world. The world is at war.
Not one word, whole hour, was mentioned about our open border. All they talked about was, "Hooray, this is it, boys. This is war," you know.
Well, and I guess show me the money, right?
The only thing that was missing was Lindsey Graham standing up and hollering, "Cry havoc and let's slip the dogs of war."
Gosh, yeah, it's maddening, that's for sure. And to think that we have, that we have Republicans that are evidently in favor of these endless, unwinnable wars. And
you said it.
And where's the accountability? I mean, does Ukraine have to explain to us exactly? I mean, I just think about how much money. I mean, this isn't even money that we have. I mean, might as well. This is what's happening. Is that whatever that dollar amount was, and I don't have it in front of me, whatever the dollar amount that goes to Ukraine, I mean, add that right away. Just put that at the end of our, you know, add that to the bottom line of our existing debt, which flips every second of every minute of every hour of every day.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, 60.8 billion dollars.
There you go.
There
you go. You know, we would not tolerate if China built a military base in Mexico. Of course, maybe this president we got would. We wouldn't tolerate that. But and Vladimir Putin is not going to tolerate the Ukraine being made into a NATO nation, and that is their stated goal. They're trying to do that. And I'll guarantee you, if they do that, Vladimir Putin may actually start using tactical nuclear weapons. And if that happens, all bets are off.
Yeah, well, and then what? I mean, how does the United States grow more money to flush down the Ukrainian toilets, right?
You bet.
Oh,
you bet.
It's infuriating. Ugh. All right. Hey, Jeff, thanks for calling in. Always nice to hear from you. Hope you have a fab day.
I'm working on it.
All right. Well, you made mine already, so thanks. Take care. Have a good one. See ya.
Yep, bye.
715-845-2155. Okay, I got to make it super, super quick. So whatever you've got to say, you've got to do succinctly. Good morning. You're on with Meg. Make it quick.
Yeah. How do I get a number to participate in that kidney stone survey?
I'm sorry?
How do I get a number to participate in that kidney stone survey?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is this WSAU?
Yes. What are you talking about?
They had a thing on the news this morning about a kidney stone survey from UW Health.
Did we advertise that you should call in and ask about it?
Well, no, but I was just wondering how I get a hold of it. Do I have to call UW Health? I'm interested in participating.
Okay. Well, here's what I would suggest. Well, sure. I don't know. I mean, I guess you could call our main number. I honestly don't know anything about it. I apologize. I don't do the news. I'm the political pundit. So,
oh, sure,
but
sure.
I would encourage you. My guess is that we have a story about it on WSAU.com that you could refer to. And then you may just want to call them. If it's UW Health, you may just want to call the main number at UW Health and ask about it there, too, as well.
That works.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling in. Have a great day. Sorry, I can't be of more help. All right. On that note, you're welcome. I'm going to go to a break. 10 o'clock news is up next, followed by a conversation with Congressman Derek Van Orden after the news on the Meg Ellefson Show on WSAU.